Well, the woolen mill started off as a meat preserving plant, and there are some remnants of the bluestone drain construction underneath part of the woolen mill still evident there. But certainly the woolen mill had been established elsewhere, I can't recall exactly where, and moved into that site in the second half of the 19th century, and really did thrive there. But then tariffs and policy changes by various governments. I mean, when wool was £1 a pound, it was enormous for places like Fletcher Jones and for the woolen mills. Fletcher Jones, of course, based a lot of its garments on pure wool. Pure new wool was one of its selling points, and certainly was an extraordinarily good fabric and really suited the buying public at that time. But the woolen mill did hit trouble, and there was a gradual demise. There were certainly some attempts to revive it over the years. Various saviours came in, but unable to actually save it from finally closing.
I guess another very important part of Warrnambool these days as well is the tourism aspect, and there are certainly a lot of things which have popped up in the past few years to service that, I suppose, or in that line, things like Flagstaff Hill and Lake Patobe and so on. When did Warrnambool really start to look seriously, I guess, at itself as a tourist destination and start to perhaps really cater for that?
From the very beginning. There's quite a number of articles and stories about the bracing climate and the sea air and the benefits of the climate and the location. I mean, the Ozone Hotel itself was one of those responses. I mean, they were imagining that there was going to be enormous numbers of people coming on the railway, and they needed high quality accommodation to service those needs, and quite certainly that happened. There were the sea baths, the hot sea baths. So from the very, very early days, those facilities were here, and even in the last 15 years, there's been quite a change in the accommodation offering.
I suppose it's always a fine balance in a place like this to manage new development with preserving the past, and in Warrnambool, there's obviously quite a lot of the past that's been preserved very nicely, and a lot that's protected accordingly, but I gather there's quite a lot that's been lost as well. Are there things which perhaps you really regret they're not here anymore, or which you wish were still here? Things like perhaps, I mean, I've often heard stories of the old Lady Bay Hotel, for example, which once again I never saw, but I gather it was an interesting building perhaps, or it was something which would have been nice to have still had.
The very early Lady Bay Hotel was a reasonably interesting building, but it had had many additions over the years, and each of them quite substantial and in the style of the day. So it was really a bit of a mishmash. I wouldn't have thought that it was one that was worthy of retention, unless, of course, you took the later additions off and actually left the very old original hotel there. But then that wouldn't have serviced sufficient number of people for today. I'm very sad that 94 Merrow Street is being finally demolished. I think that was a very important building in Warrnambool's past. It was built prior to separation, which meant that it was before Victoria became a state. It was actually built in the colony of New South Wales. So the nails, it was dated from the nails and various other elements by experts that know such things. I think it's sad that that's gone, and I think in that precinct that little cottage could have been retained at the front of that block, and development happened around it that would have made reasonable commercial use of the block, but that's gone.
Is there a certain part of Warrnambool that you really like, that might be something that the most of us wouldn't know about, or that's not one of the major or main sort of centres or things that the city is known for or notable for?
I would say that the most important element for me of Warrnambool is my family connections, and they're still very strong here, and the sea. I know that when I went to on holiday in France, and we went across the mountains into Spain, and we're heading towards the coast, and I thought, I'm really looking forward to seeing the sea. It's 3 weeks since I've caught a glimpse of the sea, and we got to their shoreline, and I looked at it and I thought, that's really a pretty poor excuse for a sea. It was a bit like a bathtub, and I think that's probably part of what I find exciting about Warrnambool. I've used the word dynamic before. We have a dynamic southern ocean. On some days it is furious and wild, and on other days it's passive and calm, and there's lots of moods in between, and I think that's a wonderful thing, and I love that aspect of Warrnambool.